This is Dr. Adrino Panasio, colonoscopy preparation, Jason Bach. Indication procedure was patient with esophagitis, GERD, recurring GERD symptoms. Patients when he was taking protonics, the symptoms better. Even he stopped taking protonics, symptoms occurred. Patient also followed up colonoscopy for a poorly prepped colon, which was removed, which were done in the past, and patient followed up those in the past. Physician might get back to my concern giving anesthesiology, Dr. Barak, procedure is EGD with biopsy and colonoscopy, the hard force of polyfactor instrument, lymphocytic usually and colonoscopy, pushing factor in some of the fissure, which can lever into after they get to 435 seconds, so we get to the end to the blood runners, and the exam portion of duodenum, multiple duodenum, biopsy, small to the lower series, with the first one, enterprise, and large, as well as the gastro, biopsy, and the primary patients, as well as when the psychiatric question, the pushing for straight by just sufficient, a grade B, risk of esophagitis, grade B/grade C, risk of esophagitis, biopsy, we're taking the lower series, rule out the better esophagus, push your charge there, brew up that esophagus, there was a single push up on my competition. Patient will turn on K by Jerry by the C scope rectum. Rectum similar design, four flat fraction, four and five fraction with the cecum. In the cecum, I saw 3 millimeter to 5 millimeter size polyp. In the cecum, near finish off with the bone hard force of polyp, so there's no post polyp such as bleeding. The rest of the colon polyp was basically suboptimal prep. Multiple irrigation was done, small tumors of a colon, could have a rod coming out as a nasty. The patient has diverticulosis, nephritis, some of them noted. Coming out of that profession, to have no risk of surface and not complicated by colonoscopy. Point number one, grade B, grade C, risk of esophagitis. Question with short smell, battered basket, his leg, and angle of that. Sorry, number two, multiple moderate gastroid basket, number three, multiple moderate basket, we're taking into a series four, number four. Colonoscopy of cecum, number five, suboptimal prep, number six. Patient has a cecal polyp, but 3 to 5 millimeter size polyp, cecum, one of hard work to polyp, successful, no post polyp, and he's bleeding. Number 8, left side, number 9, hemorrhage recommendation. Start patient, restart patient for pentapical, 40 milligrams per day. Start patient, catheter, 1 gram TID. Number 2, aversion to the biopsy, the esophagus. I'm going to repeat the endoscopy in about 3 months. All about the grade B, grade C, the surface of esophagitis. And number 12, the cell basket, the biopsy, the fire, which is if the biopsy of the esophagus comes positive, bare esophagus for negro dysplasia, then we recommend the patient to have a repeat endoscopy in 3 months, otherwise repeat endoscopy in 6 months for the follow-up of the grade B, grade C, risk of esophagitis. Number 12, the stomach is viral to the number 3, follow-up, number 4, repeat colonoscopy, repeat colonoscopy as a seventh colonoscopy in 1 year because of optimal prep, advice for you to cover up more. There's 2 supplements associated with 5% preparation each NSL command flare up. In addition, please send a copy to Bishop Family Care Project, covered at the bottom Saturday, September 12th, 2026, and September 12th, 2026.